Namaskar. Here we are today with Katie from Shadyside. She's our student spotlight today, and welcome here, Katie.
Thank you very much. Thank you for spotlighting me. I am flattered. I've been practicing yoga for about 11 years now, off and on. I've danced pretty much all of my life, and I picked up yoga in about 2000, 2001, and it's something that I always end up coming back to because it's it really benefits me in my, you know, my life and my day-to-day life, and as well as in my dance practice as well. It really helps me to be able to maintain my flexibility, and even more importantly, I feel like yoga is a time for me to just concentrate on myself. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about anything that needs to be done around the house or what the dogs or my husband or my family needs at this point. It's just something that I can focus on me and bettering myself and really challenging myself as well.
Challenging. I noticed that you like to do some of the arm balance poses.
I do, probably because I feel that arm strength is always an area that I've struggled with. And so to pull off the arm balances, it really makes me feel like I've accomplished something. And it's really fun, too, because you're not on your feet, you're on your arms. And that's a unique pose.
Nice, nice. And so what other new developments are happening in life?
Well, we have baby number one coming on the way. We'll find out what we're having the beginning of March, and the baby will be due the end of July, early August. So I'm really hoping that pregnancy can, or that yoga can help me out with childbirth as well. I've read a lot about it, and Satyam, you've told me a lot about it as well. You've worked with several women who have practiced yoga throughout their pregnancy, and that they've said it's really helped them. So I'm hoping it will do the same for me.
Mm-hmm. And how far along are you now?
I'll be 15 weeks on Monday, so just into my second trimester and just starting to get my energy back, thank goodness.
So you mentioned that you're a dancer. Were you in a recent production?
Oh, I was, in fact. I was lucky enough to have a part in Ballet Theatre of Maryland's Nutcracker. So we had about 10 or 11 performances in December, which was a really fun thing to be part of. I haven't been part of a performance since college back in the late 90s, I guess. So it was a really fun thing to be a part of.
Great.
Something else that I do enjoy about yoga is that it's something you can take with you places. I enjoy taking my yoga mat with me when we travel to Bermuda. Satyam, you had me on pictures of me practicing in Bermuda. We were recently in Mexico, and it's beautiful to do yoga in such a beautiful environment. I have to travel for work a few times a year, and it's nice to be able to fold up a yoga mat and take a podcast with me and just do a quick 20-minute stretch session in my room after, you know, I've been sitting all day, which is something I'm not really used to. So yoga really benefits me, all around. I love that I can take it with me.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for participating and sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me.